Hello, hello. Oh my goodness. Friends, it has been too long. As the title says, it's been a minute, but really it's been months. And it definitely was not on purpose. Life was lifing in fabulous and surprising ways. And I'm going to catch you up in like 5 minutes. I have these bullet pointed because I don't want to spend too much time looking back and rehashing some of the things that like have already passed. I'm of course going to reflect on them when I do my annual reflecting, which is coming up. And so I'll definitely I'll probably put out a few episodes like bang, bang, bang in a row just because I mean, I'm back in the zone. So I want to just say thank you for being such a devoted listener that you're back after a few months. And I always hate when people take breaks like this and don't give a heads up. And it's not like I do like season one, season two, like I don't really do that. But there are reasons. So let me just kind of catch you up. Oh, hello, hello. It's been so long. I forgot my opening. Welcome to the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. All right. Hilarious. I may have to change that now too. So the last we connected on this show, it was my daughter's birthday. It was mid-September and I was doing the Sprint Your Way to Success kind of program I put out and people were sprinting and it was amazing. I also put out my mastermind. We started the mastermind in August, so I may have already done an episode on that, but we are still going strong. It was August through the end of January, so I'm starting to now open doors and get a waitlist going for the next round of mastermind, which this has been probably one of my most favorite groups. So if you like group things, if you like constant ongoing support with other women who are going in the same direction as you, this is definitely the group for you. So I would just DM me mastermind. I'll give you some information. I'll send you a voice memo or something and we can talk about that. So that's going strong and fabulous. And then I went to Vegas, which you heard. I went to Los Angeles, which you heard. And unfortunately, I didn't put out episodes for those specific events. I did an Own Your Awesome Live in LA, which was fabulous. So I did record them. So I'm going to go back and listen to those episodes and see if I want to put them out or maybe kind of like just recap it and just do like an LA experience one and just kind of recap everything. Because I do want to share what went down in Los Angeles. Like so much awesomeness went down. One of my celebrity clients, Mikey, hosted me in her home to teach her and 10 of her friends LinkedIn, personal branding, confidence. It was amazing. These women were so cool. And I watched them on Instagram still. So if any of you are listening, hey, oh my God, I love you guys. I miss you. And they are just like such a fabulous group of women, business owners, 9-to-5ers, like there, it was a mix, but it was awesome to have that experience. It was my first LA like solo show. It was really cool. And then the next day I'm walking the red carpet with Jack Canfield again and I won a Quilly. It is an award for the Bestsellers Academy. And because our book Unlocking Success went bestseller that first day, we got an award. So of course, if you're attached to Jack Canfield, you're getting awards. So I have actually a video of me on the red carpet being interviewed after I walked off the stage. So I'll put that out on LinkedIn at some point, probably this week or maybe in the new year. But it was such an amazing experience. Like the people I met at the Success Summit this year are going to be friends forever. So last year was also fabulous and I met a lot of amazing women. But this time there was a few guys involved. Earl, what's up, my guy, if you're listening. It was just such a great experience. And they're making a lot of changes to celebrity branding agency books versus documentaries. And so I think that may be my last experience with this group. So that's kind of sad, but it's so good. It was 2 years essentially of working with some of the most amazing people and being in their circle, just having conversations with people that were like Grammy, Emmy award winners, millionaires, multimillionaires, people who just are just living the professional life that I feel called to. It was really cool to be around that. So maybe I'll put together a separate episode in a little while for you guys to hear a little bit more about that. But that was just kind of the vibe. So then after that, I came home. I went to see, I finished 75 Hard, as you guys know. And as a gift to myself, I bought VIP tickets to David Guillaume, who is my Kabbalah mentor. And seeing him live was a trip. It's crazy to see your spiritual mentor evolve over time into like a celebrity. So it's a little weird. And so the vibe wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, but his advice is spot on. His heart is so pure. And it was quite the learning experience for me in multiple ways. I went down by myself, had a weird experience, but in one little instance, but it got cleared up. And I just, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. It was great to see David in action live. His stories are hilarious. He's so relatable. He's just a really cool guy. And it was, it made me just love the study of Kabbalah even more. So that was cool. And then another trip down to New York City, as you guys may have heard me talk about. I know every year I go down to Manhattan and I speak at She Leads. It's a conference. My friend Adrian hosts it. It's a beautiful, amazing event for women. There's a VIP night. And the next day is like a full day conference with amazing speakers, vendor tables. It's just a whole vibe. This year, I last minute had to pull out. It was heartbreaking for me, but I got some news. If you, oh, don't mind that. Forgot to turn off those notifications on my laptop. If you follow me on LinkedIn at all, you would hear or see that I had some last minute surgery. Long story short on that, I had a full hysterectomy. My ovaries are still intact, thank goodness. But that kind of came out of nowhere. I had a fibroid the size of my uterus in my uterus, and I'll be 46 in April. I have no plans to have more babies naturally. So, my medical team and I decided to alleviate any future problems and the current problem that, and actually the problem I've been having for a year or so, have a lot of pain in that area. I thought if I lost the weight, that would help. It didn't. It actually made it worse. And so like losing weight was fantastic and it made everything else better except the pain I was experiencing down there, which I thought was kind of odd. But the fibroid had like doubled in size since, you know, over the course of like 6 months or so. So anyway, so that was essentially November. And here we are in December. So I have been healing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually from that surgery. I didn't realize it would take such a mental toll on me, but as I did some research and talked to, I interviewed a lot of women secretly, not publicly, who had this surgery in multiple different ways and different ages and their healing. What my functional medicine doctor wanted me to talk to people who have had it 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and I did. And I felt every one of them said it was the best decision they ever had or they had ever made. So I felt very confident. My doctor's amazing. Oh, I loved her. I absolutely loved her. She did a great job. I'm healing up well. So with that said, I've got so much more energy, especially being pain-free. It takes the pressure off that literal organ, but it takes the pressure off of my nervous system, right? Like she's not constantly in fight or flight, or just fight and fight is really what I've been calling it. I'm starting to kind of relax a little bit, which is nice. And then enter sports ball. Sports ball season. My daughter made the varsity team this year. She's starting guard and for her high school. So I'm really excited for her. I'm the president of the basketball booster club. So a lot of that work has been consuming my world and my energy. And my mom wrote a book. So my mom wrote a book about, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, over the last 7 years, I lost two brothers. And I wrote my Jack book, my Jack Canfield, Unlocking Success, tells a lot of that story. But my mom is also a writer and she wrote a book. And so I've been helping her and connecting her with different resources for editing, designing and stuff like that to get her book out too. So many things have gone down. And it's not that I didn't feel called to post to record a podcast because I want to record like every single day. But as you can imagine, with all of that, and did I make it in 5 minutes? I'm super curious how long that was. Oh, 10 minutes, close enough. I'm actually pretty proud of myself there. With all of that happening in my world, I just, some parts of me wanted to go quiet and not be so public. I still posted on LinkedIn. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, check out my feed and you can catch up like in real time for the last few months. And if we're not connected on LinkedIn, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? I would love to connect to you over there. And if you're one of my Instagram friends, I actually do post more on LinkedIn, but you may have gotten a small taste of some things over the last few months on Insta. I did a couple amazing things in this time. I started working with Heather Monahan as my business coach. I still have my intuitive business coach, Jessica Perillo, that I'm obsessed with. She's not going anywhere. I've done a few psychic readings, a few energy clearings. I've done a lot to help me heal mentally, to get me focused. And my business has gone up and down. It's been a roller coaster from September until now. Things are starting to level out, which is fantastic. I've got a few offers in place that are actually like selling like hotcakes. It's all the same stuff I do. It's just how I package it, right? Like I do LinkedIn, personal branding, and self-leadership, business coaching. So all of it is in that realm, confidence, visibility, stuff like that. But how I present it is a little different based on how I'm feeling, right? And like what I'm excited about. So right now, what's going really well is my Done in a Day LinkedIn design and optimization, mostly for business owners, but I've had a few like nonprofit executive directors. I've had a few CEOs of corporations. I've had a couple companies bring me in. I always go in and train their sales team on LinkedIn, which is, I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm always working with HR teams and recruiters because that's my background. But going into marketing teams is really cool. But I've done a lot of done for you profile design and optimization because I just love it and I'm really good at it. And then my mastermind and my private coaching. That's like the three main things that I do besides speaking on stages, which we all know. So stages, private coaching, masterminds, done for you stuff are my biggest, I guess in that order, right, of what I love to do. And so it's the end of the year. And right now I've booked out for December and January my VIP days. Five-hour experience, like with a lunch in the middle. So it ends up being around like 5 or 6 hours. And we dive into your year, 2025. We recap it. What worked, what didn't. I have a whole workbook. We do the whole exercise. And then we talk about your desires, what it is you want to do, who you want to be in 2026, what money you want to call in, what projects you want to do, the dream ones, the holy shit, if this happened, can you imagine ones? And we make it all a reality. We reverse engineer it. We come up with a strategy. We call in resources. One of the girls I did this with last year designed her TED Talk, a couple of keynotes that she wants to hash out. I did it with one educational leader, one who has her own education company, and we hashed out her book. You know, so some people are using it for specifics, like that sprint, like I want to write a book, let's spend 5 hours banging it out, or I want to get on stage, you know, stuff like that. But most of the time it's, I need to make more money in my business and I'm not sure how to do that. Or I'm about to close doors and go back to corporate because I'm freaking out and I don't want to. Please help me. Is usually what people say when they come to me. This is for serious people. And I've been saying, using that language specifically, because when I get people who are like, I don't know, like, I think I want to start a business. I don't know what it would look like. It's harder for me to get results for them because they have no idea what they're doing. And it turns into a life coaching and it's hard. They feel better, but it's hard to invest at a high ticket price to just feel better. Like, I'm okay with it if you are. But this is for like serious people, serious business owners. I've only worked with women in this VIP day because I don't know if I want to spend 5 hours with a guy. Besides my husband, of course. So women, tell your friends, consider it for yourself. If you're on my LinkedIn recently, I just put out two of my December ones moved their day to January. So I actually had two open slots that I thought were bonus slots. So I cut the price in half and I put it out, and the first three people who grab it are getting it at half price. I already had one, so technically I only have two openings. I've got a few voice memos out for people who DM'd me, so maybe by the time I'm done recording this, it'll be booked. But if you're interested and it's still in December, when, and maybe even January when you're hearing this, shoot me a message. Let's talk. It's not that expensive, to be honest. So if you DM me VIP day, I'll send you some information. All right, enough of that. I feel like it's been very update and then salesy. It didn't mean to be, but that's just where I am in my business right now and in my life. So what I'm focused on for my life is to get healthy again, right? Heal. I'm healing physically slowly, but to get my mind and my business back to where it needs to be, to enter, to hold, actually, it's not my mind and my business. It's more my vessel, if you will, to hold what's coming in January and 2026, because everybody I've spoken to, psychics included, say that 2026 is going to be a really big year for me. And I've actually planned it the last 3 years. I love to do like a 3 to 5 year plan and then really get super granular and plan the next 3 to 5 decisions. So I've been doing that a lot lately. And what I have planned for January, which is my Own Your Awesome Live conference, it's looking at April. I know I keep pushing it out, but you know, with the surgeries and a couple other things, I had to push it out. So it's looking like April, the first weekend of April. So I have a couple sponsors. If you'd like some information on being a sponsor, feel free to reach out. I'd love to give you that pitch deck, some information for small businesses, solopreneurs, and large companies too. If you work for somebody who sponsors women's events, let me know. I'll send you the pitch deck. So lots of things coming up in January. So what I'm really, really hoping to do is to make sure that my body, my nervous system, my energetic field, if you will, is all ready to hold what's about to come in. Because if I get a crap ton of clients, a crap ton of business, a bunch of money, and I'm not mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually prepared to hold it all, then I'm never going to keep it. So that's what I'm working on from now until probably mid-January. I'm never, by January 1, I don't set resolutions. I actually fully believe the new year is in March, the summer solstice. I know the calendar year would disagree, but that's what I realized last year when going to Sedona, that I like, winter isn't supposed to, you're not supposed, you don't see plants cropping up and being gorgeous January 1. No, they're hibernating. The animals are hibernating. It's winter. The plants have died off and now they're just kind of like burrowing. I don't know much about plants, but they're underground. I don't have any gorgeous flowers in my backyard. My grass looks like crap right now because it's sleeping. It's hibernating. It's resting. And then in March, it sprouts out. So for me, January, maybe even sometimes February, is a lot of rest and rinse and repeat, right? Anywho, so that's what I'll be focusing on, my VIP days. I got the 12-12 portal coming up soon and just more to come. I'm going to start writing my Own Your Awesome in Leadership, the next book in my series. So much has happened. So much is going to happen and rest is at the top of my list. So that's why I've kind of, that's why you didn't hear from me for a couple of months. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for welcoming me back. If you want to send me some love and a DM, I'd love to see you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What have you been up to? Catch me up. And if you want, if you ever want to hop on a call, I've got these 20-minute sessions where we just kind of coffee chat it out. It's on my calendar and even on my website, MirandaVonFricken.com. So this was more of a, let me just catch you up so you know where I'm at. And kind of reset the conversation. I've also, in my mind, let's see if it happens, want to start recording this on YouTube. So January may be a YouTube channel on the calendar for me, but I'll keep you posted. Either way, I love that you're here. I'm so grateful for you. I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous week. And I will see you on the next episode. Until next time. Keep being awesome. Bye.